So the very first bracha, as we know, if you look in any siddur, you will find that the entry is Avos, which means that we start off the introduction to the Shemona Esrei is talking about our Avos, V'zocher Chazdei Avos, and we refer to this idea of Schus Avos. And that really is something that comes from the Torah itself in Parashas Bechukosai. The Torah there mentions twice, when we're talking about the Tochacha, and we talk about all the terrible things that can befall the Jewish people if they don't listen to the word of Hashem. So there, as we know, the Chazin, the Baal Kori, lanes it in an undertone, but then he gets to the Pasuk, and suddenly, V'zacharti es Brisi Yaakov, V'afas Brisi Yitzchak, V'afas Brisi Avram es Kor, V'aretz es Kor. He raises his voice once again, and he considers this to be an uplifting pasuk, that suddenly in the midst of all this terrible devastation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the treaty that he made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and everything will be okay. And then once again, the Torah there repeats this three psukim later, V'zacharti lehem bris rishonim, asher hotzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim le'enei ha'goyim liyos lehem le'elohim, ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't you worry, I'm going to remember that covenant that I made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which is a reference to the Bris Ben Abisarim, and all the promises that were subsequent to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that He's going to look after us and He will take care of us. What is amazing, and in my opinion a little bit frightening, is the discussion that can be found in the Medrash Vayikra Rabbah. So here the Medrash asks a very scary question, which is similar to a Gemara Masechah Shabbos, not exactly the same, but the Gemara Masechah Shabbos Daf Nun Hei has a very similar discussion. Gufa, says the Medrash, Ad Emasai Schus Avos Kayemes. Frightening question. Avram Avinu was a great man, as was Yitzchak, as well as Yaakov. But how long do you think this is going to last? How long can you rely on your Schus Avos? So I understand. Avram Avinu's child, Yitzchak, can rely on his father. Yaakov can rely on his father. Shvatim can rely on all of them. But how long does it last? You know how many Averas we've done in the last few thousand years since the days of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? You know how many times we have angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know how many times we have failed in our commitment to what a Jew is supposed to be living, what he's supposed to be representing, what we're all about? Ask the Medrash. How long do you expect that the Schus Avos is going to last? So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, don't you worry, Zacharti Lambris Rishonim, everything's going to be fine, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I know all the Asar and Nisyonos, but the Medrash says it sounds a little insane to assume that that's going to be forever. And the Medrash, in fact, gives a number of opinions that believe that this is not an ongoing commitment. We will not be able to rely on Schus Avos forever. Which, if that is the case, we're going to have to ask, what does it mean in Shemona Esrei when we say, V'zocher Chazdei Avos? Who are we relying upon if really we've run out of all those Schusim already? So number one, says the Medrash, first opinion is that the Schus Avos lasted until the days of Yehoahaz. And we learn in Navi and Malachim Beis that Yehoahaz was not a very well-known figure, but if you learn Tanakh, you will know that Yehoahaz was not a positive person in our history, and he was a big Baal Aveira, and because of that, we assume that after his days, the Schus Avos ran out. That is one opinion. Second opinion is, maybe it lasted until the days of Eliyahu HaNavi. And that was a little bit further, where Eliyahu HaNavi obviously was standing at Har HaKarmel, and he has this monumentous occasion where he's going to tell off the Jewish people, are you going to serve Avodah Zarah? Are you going to believe in God? You have to make up your mind. Ad Masai Atem Poschem Ashnei Seifim. We cannot live like this, where we're going to have a bifurcated religion. Some people are going to serve Avodah Zarah, and at the same time they're going to go to shul. Can't be. And from there, says the Medrash, perhaps after the days of Eliyahu HaNavi, the Schus Avos is over, because he used it up. Then the next opinion is, maybe it was Ad Hoshea. Why? Because in Navi Hoshea, he gives a whole pasuk that seems to say that the Schus Avos ran out. Final opinion is Ad Chizkiah, until the days of Chizkiah, where he stood up and made a whole revolution, and everybody was good in the days of Chizkiah HaMelech, but everything was used up until his time, and they hit rock bottom, and then Chizkiah had to pick everyone up on their own. That is the discussion that the Medrash has, which once again is a fascinating discussion. And based on that, the Medrash says we have a problem. If that really is the case, that the Schus Avos were used up by Yehoahaz, by Eliyahu HaNavi, by Hoshea, by Chizkiah, whoever it may have been, ask the Medrash, Imra Isa Schus Avos Shemata, Uschus Imo Shenizmotata. If you live in a generation where you believe that we're no longer worthy of Schus Avos, we have used it up way, way previously in our history, then what should I do? What should I do? I'm not going to be able to survive to exist on my own merit. Obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring me to a Din Torah and he would say, let us measure the value of your life. Let us see, how worthy are you? How many of us would pass? Some tzaddikim gemurim would make it through, but what about the rest of the Jewish people? What would be with the rest of us? Ask the Medrash, if you believe that this position is correct, that there's a possibility of tamas chus avos, that we're all out from the chus avos, then what do we do now? Writes the Medrash profoundly, lech hidavek begemilus chasadim. Equally as acceptable as the schus avos for a person to have the justification for life is if somebody dedicates themselves to gemilas chasadim. And the Medrash here goes to bring a pasuk to that end, which perhaps is the reason why we end off that bracha magen Avraham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked after Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the amud hachesed. Avraham Avinu personified all of that, which means even if you don't have schus avos anymore, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked after Avraham Avinu, not because he had schus avos, but because he was the Amud HaChesed, the Medrash writes, if you feel you live in such a generation, then Gemilas Chasadim is your answer. And you can be okay with that. But then the Medrash goes further, and the Medrash says, there is an alternative position, and that is Amar Rab Acha, Le'olam schus avos kayemes. Avram Avinu, with his nisyonos, Yitzchak Avinu, with all that he did, Yaakov Avinu, with his dedication, that schus will never run out. That is something that is kayam la'ad ula'olmei olamim. And the Medrash says, la'olam schus avos kayemes, la'olam azkirim v'yomrim, we always say this pasuk, ki kel rachum Hashem elokecha, lo yarpecha, v'lo yashchisecha, v'lo yishkach es bris avosecha. The Medrash says that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never forsake and will never forget the great dedication of your ancestors, of your forefathers, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that will never run out. You don't even have to come on to Gemilas Chasadim. Yes, it's a nice idea, and we should all be busy with Gemilas Chasadim, but we never even need to come on to that because it is so clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a profound love and appreciation for what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov contributed that we don't even have to have a discussion about whether or not that has run out. So much so that the Medrash gives an amazing mashal, and it says, Ma hagefen azos, it says that Klal Yisrael is in some way compared to a vineyard. And how is that? Ma hagefen azos nish'enes agabi eitzim yeveshim mihilacha. Somehow you have a vineyard. And how does the vineyard grow? So sometimes the farmer will stick a wooden pole into the ground, and there's no life to the pole, it's just able to hold up the vineyard, it's able to hold up the vine, and yet the grapes are able to grow. They have nutrients from the ground. Even though they're hanging on to a stick that is dried out, that has no nutrients at all, it is able to grow. Kach Yisrael, so to the Jewish people, nismachem b'schus avosam afal pi shehem yeshenim. Even though Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are long gone, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov have not been around in the world in thousands of years, that is like the vineyard that is able to grow with the stick in the middle that is totally dried out, that is not really contributing anything, and yet it is able to grow beautiful fruit, and there's nothing at all that is lacking when it grows in such an environment. So the Tur writes an amazing comment in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. That is Hilchos Tefillah. And there the Tur is talking about different aspects of Shemona Esrei. And he says, what does it mean, V'zocher chazdei avos, u'mevi goel v'nei v'neihem l'ma'an shemo be'ahava? So the way I always understood it is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the great deeds of our ancestors, therefore the next step is mevi goel v'nei v'neihem. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring in their merit. It's not in my merit. I understand that I am not worthy at all of having a geula. I am not worthy at all of going back to Eretz Yisrael. But because zocher chazdei avos, therefore mevi goel v'nei v'neihem. But then the Torah says, what does it mean l'man shemo be'ahava? How do you explain that? How does that fit in? How do we understand that statement? And he explains the following. Tiknu lahazgir chazdei avos eitzel hageula. What is the connection, asked the Tur, between the chesed of the avos and the dedication of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and this next phrase of mevi goel v'nei v'neihem? Writes the Tur, lomar, it is to teach us. She'afim tamas chus avos, even if that is true, like the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, there is a possibility that tamas chus avos, it's been thousands of years, we've done plenty wrong, and maybe we are unworthy of relying upon the schusim of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov anymore. Even if that is true, even if that position is true, la'olam geulaso kayemes, we still are going to experience a redemption. We will still have a geula. How so? Can't be because of my merit, can't be because of me, and it can't be because of them. So who is it? Says the Medrash, Shari, if Tiach ba b'shmo ha-gadol, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Leman Shemo Be'ahava, because of his own name, that is Mechulal Bagoyim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has to uphold the sanctity of his own name, therefore we're going to have a Geula, even if Chaz De'Avos has run out, we're still going to have maybe Geula Levnei V'Neim, Mekasher Shmo Kayim La'olam La'olme Olamim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is here, and it's everlasting, and it will never be erased, it will never be defeated. Kach Geula Seinu La'olam Kayemes V'Hachi Perusho. And therefore, says the Tur, what does it mean when we daven Shemona Esrei? And in the first line we say, V'zocher Chaz De'Avos, maybe Gol of Nevinam writes the Torah very clearly. Zocher Chaz De'Avos Levinehem Legalam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the Schusim of our parents. And we have Schus Avos. However, Avim Tamas Schus Avos. What if we live in a time when we no longer have that merit, when we no longer are able to rely upon Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, writes the Tur, then we're still able to have maybe Gol of Nevinam Leman Shemo Shehu Kayam Leolam. We're going to have a geula regardless because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it for himself. Not because we're worthy, and not because Avraham Avinu makes us worthy. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself promised that there would be a geula. And just as his name is never going to be erased, and it's Kayam La'ad La'omei Olamim, so too we have that experience where we will have a geula, not because of ourselves, but because of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself.